Last October, an anonymous collector paid over £1 million for half a stencil drawing by Banksy. The complete work was originally Girl with Balloon, one of the mysterious street artist's most famous works. But the second it was sold at auction, it passed through a shredder hidden in the frame. The auction house Sotheby's gave the buyer the option to back out. She did not, claiming that its value will have significantly increased. I was at first shocked, but gradually I began to realise that I would end up with my own piece of art history, she said. So how can half an artwork be worth more than a whole one? We can trace the answer back to Marcel Duchamp. In 1917, this French-American artist submitted a urinal signed with the pseudonym R. Mutt and titled Fountain to an art salon in New York. It was rejected because it was not considered a work of art. But it started a debate. An anonymous editorial claimed that whether Mutt made the fountain or not was of no importance. The really significant thing was that he chose it. He took an ordinary article of life and created a new thought for that object. Duchamp's thought inspired movements among artists fed up by the dominant opinions of a few influential critics. The 1960s conceptual art movement, for example, was based on the idea that the concept behind a work is more important than the object itself. Today, the concept versus craft debate goes on, and in the process, as Banksy has shown, new questions are being asked about art. For if art can be an idea, then how can we judge whether works are really worth the price tag placed on them?